This is Unlocking Secrets for Women on CBUN, 1410 AM.
Good afternoon. This is Candace Newton, host of Unlocking Secrets here on CBUN. It is my pleasure today to hold a program that has a great interest to an awful lot of women out there that are listening today. I know that you are. You've asked me to talk about this issue, and we're going to talk about today bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. And, of course, we have a guest coming by via telephone today, and that is the one and only and the unique Suzanne Summers. And she will be here in our next segment, and she's going to talk about her book, The Sexy Years, Discover the Hormone Connection. And it's fabulous that we have that opportunity. So stay tuned to hear Suzanne and about her experience and what it is that she's made the decisions for herself as a woman. And it's very interesting. I love her book. I've been reading her book. But it is her experience, and it's I just appreciate that she's willing to share her personal experience with us. And, of course, she is the author of 11 books, and she is an actress, speaker, and author, as well as recently receiving a doctorate. And, of course, her book is immediately on the New York number one New York bestsellers list, as well as her other books, her summer-sized books. So all of you that are familiar with Suzanne Summers, remember Three's Company. Stay tuned because she will be here on the next segment. In addition to that, it has always been my sense of responsibility to always back up whatever topic I bring up with experts. It's important that I give you well-rounded information as much as I can access. And so as a result of that, I've been absolutely thrilled to be able to find out that right here in our own Lower Mainland, because Vancouver has it all, boy, we have our own compounding pharmacist right here in Delta, which is what Suzanne's talking about in her book, that it's imperative if you're going to deal with natural hormones or bioidentical hormones that you have to have someone who's an expert in compounding pharmacy. And we happen to have that right here in the Lower Mainland, and I'm absolutely thrilled that he is here with us, and he's going to participate throughout the show and give us the understanding as best as he can about what bioidentical hormone replacement therapies are, and based on his expertise, the risk factors involved, because always with everything, there are risks involved, and we would never want to project to you women out there that these are carefree, risk-free drugs or options that you can choose. With everything, there's always a risk, and it's important that my goal today, and I know our compounding pharmacist, and as well as Suzanne, I believe I can speak for her based on what's in her book, that the goal here is to provide women with as much information as possible so that they can make their own decisions, or you ladies can make your own decisions based on the information that's been provided together with you as you go and you work together with your physicians and your pharmacists together to find out what is the very best solution for you, your circumstances, your body, your uniqueness in how your body responds to certain medications. So it's important that you understand right from the get-go, we are encouraging you to stay and cooperate together with the medical professionals and listen to their advice, but also trust your own instincts and ask the questions of your physicians that you need to ask and work together with them. And if you still feel after you've asked questions you're not quite getting heard or you don't feel you're being understood, keep on asking and keep on searching for information. And I think that's the basis of Suzanne's book. That's what she's done. She's used her life to continue to press for information so that she can be an educated woman. So on that note, it is my pleasure to introduce the compounding pharmacist right here in the Lower Mainland, Michael Millman. Welcome to Unlocking Secrets for Women, Michael. It's absolutely a thrill to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
It's great. Michael, I just want you to talk about you, what you're doing. You have so many credentials. It's difficult for me to read them all. It's such a long, long list. But I do know that you won Business of the Year in Delta for businesses with 10 and under employees in 2002 from the Delta Chamber of Commerce. Congratulations.
Thanks very much. That was quite a big thrill for me. I think the uniqueness of being a compounding pharmacist is that we are able to make and do things that other pharmacies cannot. The most important thing we have to let people understand that as compounders, there is a triad that we talk about, and that deals with we work with the physician and with the patient.
Uh-huh.
And it's very important to notice that all those three components, the pharmacist, the physician, and the patient, must be included in everything that we do.
So, I love that. That, you know what, that just makes me feel very comfortable, because I believe that we have our governing bodies in this country for a reason. And we need to cooperatively work together so that we, you know, bring as much of the minds together as possible. And of course, the woman herself, because a lot of times a woman's instincts are very strong, and sometimes they're very, very right. She knows her own body really well, but she needs your expertise and the expertise of her physicians. It's important to work together as a unit. So I love this triad picture you're painting.
See, what you would see as a woman if you'd come into a pharmacy like ours, which is a little bit more unique than some of the larger places.
Oh, it's a spa? No. But massages?
We will do a workup with our patients. So we have a sheet that we will give you. So if a woman comes to us and says to us, I really want this bioidentical hormone replacement, well, it's right for some and not right for others.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the physicians are not quite aware of what we want to do. So the very first thing we would do is sit down with these patients for 15 to 20 minutes and do a workup on them to understand their history, their background, their risk factors, their family situations, to decide what's right and what's wrong with them.
Very good.
Once that workup is done, we discuss with the patients what exactly she may or may not want to get herself into with respect to what hormones are available for her to use. And then at that point, we can discuss with the doctor, hi, here's the patient, here's what we'd like to do, or send the patient back. But it's always done so that the patient understands what we're about to do, and the physician, of course, has to agree with mm-hmm. what we're about to do.
That is really important, and again, that's what I want to emphasize, is that it is very imperative that we work together with our physicians and the pharmaceutical experts like yourself to get a complete and total picture using the woman and her concerns
right.
as well. That it's that it becomes everyone's in agreement, and that really sometimes is a little bit of a struggle to get there, but it's better if everyone's in agreement, because then we all know where everyone stands, and all the risks are exposed, and the promises are within realistic perimeters, and we're not promising things, a magic potion to somebody.
Correct.
That's going to make
there is science here.
Yes, absolutely. And even though some women feel that science is very magical to them.
And hopefully it always will be.
Yeah, because, well, exactly. And so we have so much to talk about, because we're going to actually later on in the segment, after Suzanne has come and you know, called us and spoken with us, then we're going to break down really the components of what is bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. What are the drugs that are Health Canada approved to, you know, to be able to maximize the benefit of something that is very natural for a woman? Because, of course, that's what we want. The more natural, the better.
Correct.
And so that's how we feel about that. As, you know, all of us women feel that way, particularly when you're messing with our ovaries.
We want to be careful.
Yeah, you don't mess with a woman's ovaries, particularly when she's, you know, when they're sort of depleting. It can be dangerous.
We always want to be helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. I can only imagine the mood of some of the women coming into here.
Either love me or hate me.
Yeah, depending on their hormone levels at the moment. So, Michael, I just want to talk a little bit about your credentials. You have received, in 1976, 1978, 1981, you've reached a Bachelor of Science in Anatomy, Master's of Science in Experimental Surgery. What's that?
It was a degree that sort of led me to decide what I wanted to do that I did a little cancer research in.
Did you? Good for you.
So it was a 2-year exploratory venture.
But that's that sort of curious kind of mind that wants to get into breaking down the, you know, what this disease is really about.
Well, that brings me, my academic side of me out. And I think mm-hmm. that actually fostered the academic side, which made me want to always accept the challenges. Mm-hmm. So you can either sit back and do the same things every day, or you can put your head in a bit of a noose and accept those academic challenges. And the master's kind of gave me the guts to go ahead and keep doing that.
Oh, good for you. And you know, there is those of us who live in this world who accept the status quo and do things the easy way, or maybe the you know, sort of the comfortable way. But I have a sense you're probably like me, and I just dive right off a cliff.
Head first?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And, of course, your Bachelor of Science in Pharmaceuticals, or in Pharmacy from UBC.
Correct.
Which is excellent. You have hospital residency experience, clinical pharmacist for Shaughnessy and Children's Hospitals. You've taught at UBC, which right away gives you credibility in the eyes of the public because that school is prestigious as a medical school and wants to make sure that there's quality people involved. You opened Delta Prescription Clinic in 1985.
20 years coming up.
Good for you. And you became a member of the Medicine Center Pharmacy.
Correct.
And a member of Professional Compounding Centers of America, which is where you can tout your expertise in compounding bioidentical hormone replacement therapies. How did you get licensed from the American, and how does that work in Canada?
What the PCCA is, or the Professional Compounding Centers of America, is an organization based in Houston that trains compounding pharmacists.
Okay.
So not only do we learn techniques, but we always have online or on the phone expertise every day. So if someone would call us up and say, we have a problem, can you do this? The answer now always is yes. Then we'll make the phone call and say, can I do this? And, of course, we'll come up with a way or a means that things can be done.
A scientific point of view,
totally.
How to create this product for this individual.
And if I give a very quick example, a dermatologist we work with found a one line in an article of a product that was used for something that has been very, very difficult to treat. Brings us the article and says, what do you think?
Hmm.
Hasn't been done. We call up and say, okay, can we make it this way? Let's give it a try. We've been using it for a few months with getting tremendous results. So here we took this one line out of a paper, and the results have been spectacular. And
wow.
There is no other way to do it other than the techniques that we've learned. So
what's amazing as a woman, this is what I'm hearing, that I go to my doctor. My doctor has an understanding. He or she is willing to work together with me on my personal challenges. Then we come to you together. And if I said to you, you know what, Michael, and, you know, my doctor, I saw this little thing. It sounds interesting to me. Will you look it up for me? Will you look at it and investigate it for me and find the legitimacy of it for me? And what I think I hear you saying is that you will look at
what... We'll find a way to get it done.
Yeah, you'll find... which I really like to hear that.
That's what... It's a joy. It's fun.
Yeah, but it's very hopeful for women.
There is no answer such as no.
No, that's... Oh, yeah, because women don't like no. No, they don't like no. You're good. You've figured it out. Good for you.
You're like,
yeah, well, there you go. You see, it's important that you make women happy because you got to be married to one, too. Well, coming up after the break, we are absolutely thrilled to have via telephone from Los Angeles Suzanne Summers herself, actress, author, speaker, diet, exercise guru with her Summersize program, and just an incredible woman who has decided to open her life up and allow us to peek in and look and find out what we can glean from her life. And so we're thrilled to have her here. And so stay tuned to listen to Suzanne as she talks about her book, The Sexy Years. And, of course, we know that the better is the end, towards that sort of last venture in life, and we want to maximize it to the best of our ability, and that's what Suzanne has done. She's a beautiful woman. She's retained her beauty, even despite her struggles with her personal and emotional background and her alcoholic father and her own struggle with breast cancer. So it's going to be exciting to hear from Suzanne. So we'll be back just in a moment with Suzanne Summers. Stay tuned. Grab your other women and get them around that radio, and we'll be back right here on CFUN.
You're listening to Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN, 1410 AM.